Hey guys. So I'm really excited to be relaunching this podcast. Not that all the information in our previous recordings were not amazing and applicable and things that you can apply to your life. But kind of refocusing on why we're here. So we just rebranded with Big Impact. And so this name was something that kind of scared me. I wanted to ultimately put my opinions and things that people could actually use and implement in their life and take the little small takeaways like weekly that would make a difference to people and impact them. A little about myself. I've recently just left the LDS Church. And for a very long time, I had to step back recently and realize that for a very long time, I kept myself very small. Okay. If you know anything about human design, I am a 3-5 emotional manifester, which is my energy type or profile. And we are meant for impact. We literally trigger people with our energy. And so I started to realize that it didn't matter what I said, it didn't matter what I did, that I was triggering people regardless, whether that's good or bad. Triggers are not bad, they're just opportunities for growth. We learned that in podcasts previously. But I started to realize that it didn't matter how small I made myself, I still impacted, whether I meant to or not. There was some type of positive and negative impact. And a lot of times, because I was misaligned or not in alignment with who I was meant to be, and actually accepting of my influence and my impact, I was negatively impacting people. So after a lot of conditioning with that it wasn't safe to be seen in the LDS church, as a woman who's very assertive, I personally, and this is my own personal opinion and my own experience and things I've lived through, I'm not gonna debate or say that you have to have the same experiences as I have, but in the LDS church, as a very assertive woman, I was not always accepted. And it got down to the point where I was trying to make myself small to fit in these boxes that I never was meant to fit into, just to not be rejected. And I realized that, well, why would God make me this way? Why would He make me with this impact and this this personality? And this, especially this energy profile, like I said, didn't matter what I said or didn't do, just showing up and being myself, like that triggered people. That bothered people. People were shook by it. And realizing that if God made me to be this person, then there's not anything wrong with who I am naturally. And through kind of walking away from the LDS church, I'm not saying I'm not going to go back. Things change as a 3-5. I'm always practicing and refining and failing and trying again. I'm very resilient. And I know that God made me that way for a reason. And so, I mean, things change, bonds are broken, we readapt, we make new bonds with the same situation, just a different version of ourselves. And realizing that I could not be who God made me and be stifled anymore in the LDS church, or being Mormon. And that was really hard for me to step back and take and say, I've been influenced, I've been negatively impacted by the situation or the environment that I've been going to church at in my stake. And like I said, this is just my personal experience. Like, you do you, do what's best for you. I'm not gonna try to navigate and or try to tell you to leave your religion or whatever, but I do want you to question two things in the next couple of podcasts that I will bring up. So this podcast, super short, we're talking about impact. We're talking about the new name, Big Impact. I started to realize that you influence people, whether you're a manifester or not, you influence people, and how you show up in alignment, if you are you and you're accepting of all yourself, you're good, bad, ugly, all this stuff, and you just are. You just allow it, you impact positively. Okay. And you can have big impact in this world and change people's lives for the best. But you can't do that if you're inauthentic. And ultimately, that led me down this journey of, do I care more about a church or a religion, or do I care more about how God made me? And so kind of walking away at this time was the best option that I could do until I'm able to accept all of myself and how God made me. Maybe to a point that it doesn't matter if other people reject me or they're bothered by how God made me, right? But I needed time to self-reflect and be by myself and in my own energy and allow all of it. Like I said, good, bad, ugly, all the triggering parts that bother people, and just say, okay, this is who I am, this is what it is. And there's nothing wrong with me. This is just me and the human experience. So being authentic is how we have big impact, and therefore why we've changed the podcast and being more authentic in what we produce. I hope you guys have an amazing day. And as always, be kind to yourself. You're only human.